This is Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app makes it so easy to create audio. You can do it anywhere when you're out and about on the fly, and then trim the recording you've just made before uploading it. That's a good feature and very easy to use. News about podcasting this week, and also new research about streaming. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Atlanta, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's scheduled for September 29th, in Atlanta, of course. Jake Shapiro will give the keynote address. He's the chief executive of PRX, the world's largest public radio market for audio programs. He'll share his perspective on the industry, especially the increasing popularity of podcasts as part of the online audio ecosystem. For information and to register for Rain Summit Atlanta, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. You know that podcasting has big aspirations when it mimics the television industry, and that's what's happening with a series of upfronts. That's where podcast networks show off their new shows and their hit shows to prospective advertisers. iHeartMedia did one in April, and so did NPR. Now, the Interactive Advertising Bureau, the IAB, is hosting a multi-network show-off event where podcast companies promote their shows to advertisers and agencies. It's in September in New York, we learned this week. Panoply, the podcast network owned by Slate, will be there, along with NPR, WNYC in New York, and Midroll Media, which we noted a couple of episodes ago was acquired by the big media company Scripps. Podcasting faces two challenges when it comes to advertising and sponsorship. First, building awareness generally among advertisers. That's the main point of these upfronts. And second, attracting brand advertisers to balance all the direct advertising campaigns which are in most podcasts. When the big brands come in with their national campaigns, that's when podcasting will reach its next level of maturity. Data company Next Big Sound released its summer report, and the focus for this season was streaming and social media. Even though Pandora purchased the music data specialist this spring, the company is still able to provide compelling insight across several streaming platforms. In fact, Next Big Sound has already tracked more than 1 trillion online plays in the first 6 months of the year. That covers activity from YouTube, Vevo, Vimeo, those are all video sites, Spotify, RDO, SoundCloud, and of course its new owner, Pandora. That is one impressive array of streaming platforms, but leaves out many others. So, if the trillion number is true, the real number is even much higher. Korean consumer electronics manufacturer LG has announced a new online music service that will operate exclusively on the company's premium smartphones. Promised for this month, the as-yet-unnamed service will be bundled with the LG Smart World app, which is also on its website, on some LG phones, the ones that are owned and used by premium users. Smart World is a customer portal for apps, entertainment, and customer support. LG's announcement made no mention of streaming, and instead described a high-fidelity music download store. Users will be entitled to 2 free downloads per month and a 50% discount on other song downloads. Specific pricing details were not included at this time. LG's old-school approach, putting the new music service in competition with Apple's fading iTunes Music Store, might seem regressive. However, creating a store rather than a streaming site also avoids a complex multinational music licensing maze. It might be more appropriate to think of LG's new service as biting into the same potential market as Neil Young's Pono Music. Bundling a music service of any sort into a telecom relationship where an active credit card is already making monthly payments makes good business sense. The service will launch in 70 countries. Music service RDO made a big addition to its app this week, a new feature called Live Radio, and it is indeed live broadcast radio stations inside the online streaming app. The new feature fulfills a promise that CEO Anthony Bay announced at Rain Summit West this past April to combine pure play internet listening with live broadcast radio. At launch, the live radio section includes Cumulus stations only. The Cumulus Radio Group is part owner of RDO and manages ad sales across broadcast and the internet radio unit. I tested the app and found the listening and interactive features to work without glitches. Furthermore, the music stations are surprisingly interactive. When a song plays, the artist and song title are displayed, just like with online playlists, and from there, you can like a track or save it to a playlist or even download the song for offline playback. The function is nicely conceived and perfectly executed. Apple Music does a similar thing with Beats One, its global live internet station, but in that case, there's only one station, and if you don't like the programming, you can't switch to another human-powered live radio option. By contrast, RDO has 500 radio stations ready to go. Apple seems to have a new idea up its corporate sleeve. The company has filed a patent application for a concept of digital mixed tapes. Sound like a contradiction? Actually, it seems like a good idea. The patent application suggests a system for creating customized compilation albums, just like a mixtape, and then gifting them to another person. These albums could include some unique features, such as revealing a track's title only as it is played, or limiting the ability to fast forward. Could be a new feature in iTunes or in the new Apple Music service. Speaking for myself, I would give that a try. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.